from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This is starting to feel like Panda Watch from Anchorman. I hope some of you out there get my reference. I know my guy Joel won't, unfortunately, but I'm sure Joel may remember Yager Watch from years ago. From an NFL standpoint, I think it can remind us of Brett Favre and his multiple fake retirements. He would get to August and then say, oh, you know what, I kind of feel like playing football. And then he would put a couple of teams in the loop, spin them around, and he would end up playing for either the Jets or the Vikings in 2008 and 2009. We are yet again waiting for something to happen here. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan until 10:35 tonight. Joel Nelson on the ones and twos behind the glass. Joel, real quick there, just to do some housekeeping. You have not seen the movie Anchorman, correct?
If I did, I may not remember too much. And I can't even remember if it was the first or the second one that I saw. But I've seen one of them.
You have?
Probably in a little bit more than bits and pieces.
Do you know how recently this was viewed?
At least a decade ago, whichever one I saw, it was in theaters. I remember that part.
Okay.
I don't remember if it was the first or the second one.
Okay, so that sounds like it would be the second one, because the first one came out almost 20, or I think over 20 years ago now. I think it was the summer of 2004. We will get back to the Anchorman mention later, because there was something that came out today on one of the Barstool podcasts out there that I do want to dive into later in tonight's show. But we are starting with Brandon Ayuk watch. Day 138, or it could be 238, for all I know. This feels like a tug of war between the Steelers and the 49ers at times. Reporters pulling on the rope from San Francisco. Reporters here in Pittsburgh pulling on the rope right back. National voices getting in there to take their sides, and they will help pull whichever way they want to go. We did get a little bit of an update today on what could be happening here, and I think as the day went on yesterday, it started to become kind of clear that this could be what the holdup was. Now, yesterday, right around 2 o'clock, or a little bit before 2 o'clock, probably more like noon, Andrew Filippone, a guy I work with every single day, one of the hardest working guys I've ever met, he put out there that this deal was done, per his sources. They just had to hammer out some details. We are a day later, and said deal is not done, and we have seen so many conflicting reports on either side to say whether or not this thing is done. So it isn't. Unfortunately, the way things sit right now, because at this point, I'm going to wait until this thing is absolutely on the table through to the league office and we see Adam Schefter and the big dogs send something out. But back to that update, we did find out, and I hope this is the eventual outcome, that the 49ers have made it clear they want a receiver in return. The Steelers don't have an expendable receiver that isn't named George Pickens. They have a random assortment of guys that want to put themselves into that category. And I will do the honors and exclude Roman Wilson from this. He is a rookie. I think he can eventually be a pretty fun part of this offense. But they have Van Jefferson, who had about 200 yards last season. 209 yards, to be exact. My apologies, Van. They have Quez Watkins. They have Scotty Miller, who had 500 yards like 3 or 4 years ago, I think the COVID year. Calvin Austin, who is always in the running for Mr. August. I'm sure he will have a big play tomorrow night, maybe another big play next week, maybe another big play against Detroit in 2 weeks from now. And then, based on the last couple of seasons, we've seen him pop up a time or two to do something big. Now, I would hope in this offense we see Mr. Austin a little bit more frequently. But that being said, the Steelers don't have a single option there to send back unless the 49ers would want to take a flyer on a Calvin Austin type. They don't have somebody to send back that is not named George Pickens. And we know that they will wisely not send George Pickens to San Francisco because they would not solve a single thing in this entire process. They would trade a receiver that they currently have that they think is someone who is bound to be a very good, hopefully a great player. Somebody they used a second round pick on in 2022 who they want to see explode in this new offense. Why would they send that guy just to get back someone I think is a very good receiver, someone I think is borderline elite, depending on who you ask? I think Brandon Ayuk is a very, very good player. But why would you use your only good receiver just to get the one receiver back? You still only have one good receiver. I thought maybe I threw this out there the other day in the discussion with the guys. I did think it was a little bit fishy. We have not seen any news regarding a Pat Freiermuth contract extension. And I thought that would be something that was accomplished pretty early in camp. I thought maybe even before they took the field for the first time. Okay, if not that, by the end of the first week, that passed. I thought, okay, I was hearing last week that his agent was in Latrobe. His agent was at St. Vincent College. And I don't think he was just coming to hang out and go to Dino's and get some wings. Which, by the way, I will be there Monday night, 6 until 8:45. Please stop by and say hello and enjoy some Dino's wings with me while we're at it. But I don't think Pat Freiermuth's agent was going out there just to hang out. Normally when that happens, that means the pen is going to hit the paper at some point over that period of time before said agent gets back in his vehicle and goes on his way. That did not happen. That's why I thought last week, oh, we may see a Freiermuth extension by the end of the weekend. We didn't get that either. So I thought it was maybe a little bit fishy of, okay, the 49ers want some sort of pass catcher in return. You'll immediately push back and say, well, they have George Kittle. Why would they want Pat Freiermuth? Well, it's the 49ers. They can keep George Kittle. He can still do great things like he does every single year, one of the great receivers in the game. They can add Pat Freiermuth into that offense, and I think they'll be running it pretty well. So you don't need to just say, "Well, they already have a tight end. Why would they need Freiermuth?" My thinking was, "Hey, this thing hasn't been signed yet. Now it's starting to look like there's at least a little bit of doubt creeping in. Could he be the player in mind of, hey, we don't have a receiver to give you, but we will give you Pat Freiermuth and, let's say, a second-round pick?"
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Could that have been the case? That doesn't seem to be it. Now, I know that Jerry Dulac, one of the most plugged-in Steelers insiders, who does get things wrong, by the way, let's call a spade here. Not every single thing that Jerry Dulac puts out there is 100% correct, but hey, nobody ever shoots 100% in this business. But when Jerry puts something out there, it does carry a little bit more weight, absolutely. Jerry's one of the best in the business. He's been doing it for years. Plugged in with somebody right at the top. Yeah, you're going to listen to what he has to say. Whether it ends up being correct or not, we'll have to revisit it. But he mentioned yesterday, one of the key things he did mention was that the Steelers don't intend on giving a player back in the deal. So where does that put us? That means a third team needs to be found. And the 49ers are out there trying to make that happen, to make this deal happen. We need a 3-way trade, a triple threat, 3-way dance. I'm not going to say another thing that involves threes. But how would that work, you ask? Well, that would mean that the Steelers get Brandon Ayuk. They would send draft capital to the 49ers. The 49ers would then flip those draft picks to another team for a wide receiver in return. So the Steelers and the 49ers end up with receivers. And that third team ends up with a couple of draft picks. Maybe there'll be a first. Maybe it'll be a second and third, maybe a couple of seconds. I don't know. I'm not going to act like I know what draft picks would be going back in said return. So who could possibly fit into this category? I thought about a couple of teams and just a couple of random conversations today, not with anybody that would be plugged in. And I know Doran brought this team up this morning. And Sean, don't call me Seth Myers, one of the producers here, who happens to be a 49ers fan. I was talking to him about this in the back a few hours ago after he finished up his producing duties for the day and I was coming in to get ready for this show. What about the Las Vegas Raiders? Joel, have you thought about this at all over the course of the last couple of days, teams, or at least over the course of the last day, Like, who could that third team be that comes into play here? And I think that Sean brought up the Raiders. I was talking to Doran. I know he brought up the Raiders. So what would that look like? The Steelers would receive Brandon Ayuk. San Francisco would receive Devontae Adams in all of this. And Las Vegas would receive multiple draft picks and maybe some high picks. Like I said, maybe a first, maybe a second and third, maybe a couple of seconds. I don't know. But did that give you any sort of thought before I mentioned it? Were you thinking about maybe a couple of teams around the league that maybe fit into that category of who could this third team, this mystery team out there be that could make this all happen?
I had not thought of it, but it's a really good point and really good thought because, yeah, it's like you said, San Francisco, if they're going to trade Ayuk, they got to get that production from somewhere. Las Vegas makes a lot of sense. Who knows with, I mean, Devontae Adams went to Las Vegas so that he could play with Derek Carr. Derek Carr is no longer there. He hadn't played for them in two seasons. So if he wants out, that works out for San Francisco, I think, if you get both Devontae Adams and some form of pretty high draft capital.
And that's another good point you brought up there that I didn't even think about with Adams was that his intention of going to Vegas was to play with former college teammate Derek Carr. That has now been split up. Carr has been in New Orleans for the last couple of seasons. So why, now here are some other reasons. Why does this make some sense? The Steelers need a wide receiver. The 49ers clearly want a wide receiver in the deal. And Devontae Adams would be left with a real chance to win a Super Bowl and get a ring. One of the best wide receivers of this era would get a true shot to win it all. Because we know the 49ers, if they do replenish, whatever receiver does replenish that offense, that player is going to have a chance to win a title. Because the 49ers were on the doorstep last year. They've been on the doorstep really for the last 5 years. And I think we can safely say that will be the case again, barring major injury to multiple players. Another few reasons is that the Raiders are going nowhere this season. Let's say that for what it is. They have Aiden O'Connell and they have Gardner Minshew leading the way. Now, Gardner Minshew, a fan favorite in NFL circles. The guy looks like Uncle Rico. He is honestly a better quarterback than what he's ever been given credit for. Maybe people are too caught up on the goofy-looking demeanor. I think they could actually win some games with Minshew. I'm not saying they will be the worst team in the league. But let's be honest, with everything on that roster, the way it is compiled in Las Vegas, they are not built for any sort of championship run. And they're not built, given their division, they ain't winning no divisional title either. The Chiefs will have that on lockdown until they don't want to. And the Chargers will be a quick charging horse because of the Jim Harbaugh hire. Maybe they finally figure things out on the offense to make things better for Justin Herbert. I don't think the Raiders are going to be in the playoff discussion anytime soon. I'll just say that, and especially this year. They have a pick in every single round of the 2025 draft, but for a team in that position, why would you not want more? Why not send off a player who will not be in your future, who will not be on your next great Raiders team, Devontae Adams, while he still absolutely has some value, he is still one of the elite receivers in the game, and bring in more. Build your team through the draft and bring in the capital that makes that possible. So that's one option. That's the Vegas option. I also think the team visiting Pittsburgh tomorrow actually makes some sense. Maybe a little bit less sense, but some. And that is the Houston Texans. A team with a clear surplus at receiver. Now, that being said, Houston can always say, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We think we're pretty close to winning a title, so we don't want to part with anybody of significance that would make that journey a little bit more difficult. I would get that. I would absolutely get that. Because I would say if you're a Texans player, front office member, a fan, you should look at it the same way. Like, hey, we have ourselves a stud quarterback, or at least it looks that way. I think we can actually make some noise. So if they would not want to part with anybody, so be it, or at least anybody of significance. But again, they do have a surplus at receiver. I would imagine that Stephon Diggs and Nico Collins are completely off limits. Diggs was the big offseason acquisition, and Collins was nearly a 1,300-yard receiver last year and had nearly 10 touchdowns. He was outstanding. But here are two names I think could be players here. And I know that one makes more sense than the other. So Noah Brown, 28 years old, had almost 600 yards last season. One key little stat with him, 17.2 yards per reception, the highest on the team in Houston in 2023. The other player is Tank Dell, who is only going into his second year. He's only 24 years old. Last season, a very explosive one. 47 receptions, 709 yards, 7 touchdowns, 15.1 yards per reception. And here's the kicker. He only played in 11 games. This dude would have been a 1,000-yard receiver, and hell, maybe 1,200 to 1,500-yard receiver. Maybe not quite there on the 1,500-yard mark, but he would have been a receiver that had yardage in four digits. Now, what does Houston's draft capital look like? They have picks in every round in 2025 except for round six. But they could be a team that maybe takes one of those receivers who is not a top receiver, moves along with them, acquires some draft picks. Now, depending on which guy it would be, the draft capital would certainly look different. I think the picks in return would be a lot better for a Tank Dell than it would be, let's say, a Noah Brown. But you could be a team that's already thinking, hey, we might be on the doorstep of something big here. We move on from a player that we like, we don't love. And hey, we also get back some draft picks. We can keep building this thing out. Maybe we take another receiver. Hell, maybe we take two. Whatever you want to do, Houston, it's your prerogative at that point. So I feel like Vegas may be more plausible in this situation because Houston is in a win-now mode. So I could see that team just saying, no thanks. Listen, we're trying to get it done with the players we have. We're trying to win this thing now while we can. We're taking advantage of a quarterback on a rookie deal. And we're going to try to make this roster great around him, get us to that next level, and maybe get us in the big game. Because it will be no surprise to anybody, Houston will be a big-time player in the betting markets to win the AFC. I would venture to guess, and I have not looked. Joel, I know you're a betting man. I don't know if you have looked, but if you have, I would probably bet, with the exception of Kansas City, I would say maybe Baltimore and then Houston right there is probably the favorite to win the AFC.
I would say so, because Houston, they can only get better from what they were last season as divisional champs. CJ Stroud is going to be really good and for a really long time. So, yeah, I would say so, that I wouldn't be surprised if they're also third. Maybe Buffalo, but Otherwise, they're going to be right in the mix with Kansas City and Baltimore.
Yeah, Buffalo would have to get it done without having a bona fide number one receiving target, but I do take your point. As long as they have Josh Allen, they will be in the conversation. So Houston could be that team that says, hey, you know, thanks but no thanks. The guys we have here, they're the ones that we want to win this thing with. And speaking of betting, and we'll get into a little bit more of that before the night is over, I actually placed a bet last season, I think right after the Super Bowl, Joel, C.J. Stroud to win the league MVP.
It's a good pick. His receiving core only got better in the offseason, so they took a guy away from Buffalo.
Of course, knowing my betting history, that means he will either have a terrible year or just have to deal with injuries. Hopefully not for the game's sake, because I think that dude is the real deal. Ohio State quarterbacks always get that knock of, hey, they can't handle it in the league. I think after one season, unless he becomes an RG3 type figure, I think we can say that this dude has something for sure. So hopefully this entire thing, this saga, is really close to the goal line. Pony said that 3 days ago. And if it goes any longer, the Steelers may have to settle for a field goal. 412-928-9370. I want to hear from the people out here on this. You may just be tired of talking about Brandon Ayuk. Listen, I can understand that because I'm starting to get to the same point, but I want to see this thing through to the end just as much as you do. 412-928-9370. Is Brandon Ayuk going to be a Steeler? Do you want Brandon Ayuk to be a Steeler? Is the juice worth the squeeze with Brandon Ayuk? And do you trust that a third team is going to pop up here? 412-928-9370. And if he does not go to the Steelers, where does he end up? Back to San Francisco? Does Cleveland end up coming in and taking the sweepstakes here? Where's he going? 412-928-9370. That's also the number of the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.